You're listening to SBS News.
Being diagnosed with COVID-19 is a distressing and scary experience. Londoner Thomas Brown has been diagnosed with a mild version of the illness, but he told the Sun newspaper that his partner has been affected far worse.
The symptoms that I'm experiencing is a high fever, a persistent dry cough, and a bit of a sore throat. So the way that I'm feeling is basically like it's a bad cold or a bad flu. I actually caught COVID-19 from exposure to my girlfriend, who I share a flat with. Comparatively, I would say my symptoms are quite mild. The symptoms that my girlfriend was experiencing was an extremely high temperature. In fact, we weren't able to find a thermometer to find out what it was exactly, because they're sold out everywhere. Difficulty breathing, body aches that were so bad she couldn't even move, and a very, very persistent dry cough.
So far, infection has happened to more than 5,000 people in Australia. And whilst it's accepted Australians are lowering the rate of the rise in infections, it's likely many, many more Australians will be infected with the virus before the pandemic subsides. That makes it very important that those who are diagnosed with the virus know what to do. Dr. Chris Moy is a general practitioner and the president of the South Australian branch of the Australian Medical Association. He says the first thing an infected person should do is stay at home, and anyone living with them will have to take action too.
Obviously, the first thing is that they need to stay at home, okay, because they don't want to be spinning around, and they should stay away from everybody else in the house. Those individuals in the house will then become proven contacts of positive COVID-19, and they will need to self-isolate as well.
The process of finding proven contacts is known as contact tracing. Dr. Moy says those that are traced as contacts of a COVID-19 case will have varying courses of action they may need to take.
But currently the numbers are small enough in general for the public health authorities to still be able to contact each individual one and actually tell them what they need to do. So in South Australia, for example, each one has been contacted, they've been told what they need to do, and it depends on the setting. So some people, if they've got a few symptoms, they'll be told how long they need to stay out of the way. Having said that, there are others who are, for example, health workers who will need to actually have some testing and have possibly a longer period away from work before they can return to work.
Dr. Moy says people who are self-isolating need to monitor themselves and seek further medical help if their condition gets worse.
Irrespective of whether you're just staying home or not for the period that you're being advised, if you get sicker along the way, then you need to be treated. You need to seek treatment and ring up or contact somebody urgently to get that advice about whether the care that you are getting is escalated, and it may involve hospitalisation if you're developing the driven pneumonia.
But not everyone who is in danger should go to hospital. Dr. Moy warns that people who aren't seriously ill going to hospital will drain a hospital of precious resources.
I mean, there is limited capacity for that, and there's two problems with that. The first is that it takes up hospital capacity, which we are going to need, and as the numbers get greater, it just will not be feasible. The other thing is that it is quite reasonable to be able to stay at home and then not bring potentially the virus into a hospital, which will then have to treat you with significant amounts of personal protection equipment, which will be burnt up in having to manage you when you might actually be well.
In the midst of the coronavirus crisis, the federal government has put money into vastly expanding the availability of telehealth, which is the ability to contact and consult with a doctor remotely. Dr. Moy says this is good for doctors, and COVID-19 patients self-isolating should take advantage of the service where they can.
The telehealth allows us to manage this reasonably well, in fact, because it's actually not that hard to assess by telehealth whether somebody's deteriorated. Now, sometimes they're going to need proper examination and they're going to need an x-ray. That's where it gets more difficult, but it depends on the status of the patient and the individual case.
The phrase flattening the curve has become a common one in the Australian lexicon in recent weeks. What this refers to is lowering the spread of infection and the rate of infection growth to keep it within the available resources of the health system to treat people. Dr. Moy says it appears the drastic measures that we've seen taken, affecting just about every area of Australian life in recent weeks, are making an impact in flattening the curve.
And I think overall I'm hopeful that we're starting to see, you know, this has been part of a general thrust in terms of all the social distancing and social isolation strategies that have been implemented across Australia, hopefully starting to see the very beginnings of the flattening of the curve.
But Dr. Moy also warns that Australians cannot afford to be complacent yet, and vigilance is still very much required in people's behaviour. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.